Today's topic is going to take us probably 2 days to finish, because no matter how quickly I speak, I don't think it's going to get done in 10 or even 11, 12 or 13 minutes. The topic is Refuah B'Shabbos. The topic is taking medicine on Shabbos. So basically, the Gemara in Masech Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel and Beis, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Mishin Chav Ches Sif Aleph, tell us that Chazal made a gezeira that a person is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos because of an outgrowth of the malach of tochein, that a person might come to grind his medicine. It's equally clear in the Gemara that the iser works and the iser applies even to medicine that's prepared without any grinding. Even a medicine that's made without anybody grinding anything, it still would fall included in this iser. Mishnah Berurah writes that way in Siman Shin Chav Ches Sif Katan Beis. Now, why does this iser still apply nowadays if none of us probably ever had the experience of grinding our own medicine? So Rav Soloveitchik and many other poskim pointed out that they pointed out the comment of the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Beis Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes in Mamrim Perek Beis Halacha Beis that any time a Beisin makes a gzeira that's accepted by Klal Yisrael, even if the tam for the gzeira falls away, we're not allowed to annul the gzeira unless we have a Beisin that's gadol b'chachma b'minyan. So over here, this, even if you want to argue that the reason doesn't apply anymore because no one is capable, very few people, only pharmacists are capable of making the medication, or the pharmacy companies make the medication, nevertheless, the gezeira doesn't go away. Tzitz Eliezer even goes so far as saying, Chelech Ches, Tezvav, Tezvav, Dalid, it's Simen Tezvav, Perek Tezvav, Oz Dalid, in Tzitz Eliezer, he suggests that there's still, it's not as not nogea as you think. He says there are still home remedies and things like that that people sometimes prepare and do involve some tochein. He's not convinced, put it this way, he's not convinced, even if we did have a basin that was gadol b'chachma b'minyan, that this gezeira would be done away with so quickly. He thinks that this is a real gezeira and it's probably something we would stick with. However, Tzitz Eliezer writes, in the name of many poskim, that we are very makel with this particular issa d'rabbanan, meaning any excuse we have to be makel, and we take it. For example, like we're going to see soon, if you make it unrecognizable that you're taking it for medicinal purposes, like you crush it into a drink or something, then it might be permissible according to many poskim. Some poskim, Ketos HaShulchan and Simen Kufla Medalat Sifkat Zayin, says that you can use the fact that it no longer applies nowadays as a sniff lahakel. As long as you have any other tzad to be makel, you could combine that with the tzad that the tam no longer applies to come up with a kula. Exactly why that's true, I'm not 100% sure. Meaning, if after all, we pass like the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim that we don't care that the reason doesn't apply anymore, the gzera is still going to apply, so why it should make a difference that the reason for this gzera doesn't apply, why it should make any difference whatsoever, I'm not exactly clear on, but that's what it seems to, that's how some poskim seem to treat it, that we at least take that into consideration, the fact that it's not likely to take medicine. Someone once joked to me, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, except you are allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, meaning, except any time you would actually want to, then you're allowed to. It's not as pashut as that. There are a lot of heterim, but not everything is mutter. What we're going to outline is six or seven heterim that are out there about taking medicine. Again, we're not going to get to all of them today. And then tomorrow we're going to discuss how sick you have to be where you'd be allowed to take the medicine even if you don't have any of those six or seven heterim. Right? I mean, it could be that when a person is sick enough, then you could take the medicine without employing any other heterim. But first, let's outline the basic heterim. One heter that comes up, and it appears from the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Shin Chav Ches, Si'if Mem Vav, and Si'if Chav Ches, and in the Mishnah Berurah, Si'if Katan Pei Ches, again, in Siman Shin Chav Ches, is that if the treatment is not meant to cure any sort of illness, it's just to get rid of something external that's causing you pain. But it's not an internal illness per se that'll be mutter. For instance, a splinter. You don't have an illness, you have a splinter. And you just need to remove the splinter from you, so that would be mutter. Obviously, you should try to make sure you don't bleed, but that's a mission in Shabbos Kuf Chav Beis Am Beis. Mishnah Berurah writes this way, Shin Chav Ches Pei Ches. Insect bites. Shmir Shabbos Kuf Chasa Perek Lamed Hei. Ha'aruch Kuf Aleph. writes that removing a bite is similar to removing a splinter. If you have a way to remove an insect bite, he says that in Parak Lamed Hei Sif Lamed Ches and Haaretz Saditas over there, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that you're allowed to rinse the area of an insect bite with vinegar, lemon juice, ice water, because that doesn't look like a real refuah. But you shouldn't soak it, he says, but nevertheless, to rinse it with something that will clean it out and make it feel a little better, that's okay. Another example of this is you put cotton in your ear for an earache or band-aids. That's, why is that permissible? Because it's not curing anything. Cotton in the ear doesn't really help the earache, nor does a band-aid really make the wound better. It just prevents the environment and the external elements from making it worse. So that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to prevent the air out there from making your wound worse. Foot powder, the post can talk about, if the powder absorbs excessive moisture, it'll be mutter. But if it somehow has the capacity to heal damaged skin or something like that, then it might be yasser. Okay, so that's one basic hatter. Basic hatter number one is anything that's just to remove any sort of external problem rather than an internal illness. Yeah.
Are you saying just external?
Preventative is a different, that's another one of that tatum. That's a different hatter. Second hatter we have is the Gemara in Shabbos Kuftesam Beis and Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chav Ches Lamed Zayin, Sif Lamed Zayin says that it's only us to do things that are either associated with or appear to be associated with medical therapies, but it's something that's just common for normal healthy people to do, even though you're doing it for medical reasons, is mutter. For instance, I have a perpetual sore throat, so every single night I have a large cup of tea, of hot tea with honey. Why? Because it soothes my throat. I happen to like tea also, right? So that you're allowed to have tea even if you're taking it to soothe your throat, because it's a normal thing that normal healthy people do, even though you're doing it for medicinal purposes. There's an interesting discussion in the Post about aspirin. Rav Salvechik held, and they say the same in the name of Rabbi Yonason Shteif Zatzal, and also in the Tshuvas Ber Moshe, in Debrezina, Chelik Vav, Simon Lamates, and the Sefer V'chai Behem on Rafu on Shabbos, Amud Reish Tes, they write that since a lot of people take aspirin daily to prevent heart attacks and things like that, so healthy people just take it on a daily basis, so that would be okay. However, even if you're taking it to treat an illness. However, many poskim are not so happy with that. Minchas Yitzchak, Chel Gimel Simon Lamed Hei, the Ber Moshe, the same Deborah Siner, but he quotes the other day as well, Chel Gal Simon Lamed Gimel Osei, Chel Beis Simon Lamed Beis, says that since healthy people don't take it for non-medicinal purposes, I mean, you don't take aspirin because you're hungry, right? By tea, you drink it because you like tea. No one likes aspirin. Meaning, even if people who do take it every day, when they're healthy, do it because of some medicinal reason. So therefore, it wouldn't be would not be mutter based on that. So that's a machlokas haposkim. Vitamins is an interesting discussion in the post. Salvechik held that a person is allowed to take vitamins because it's a thing a normal healthy person would take. He apparently agrees with the Beis Yosef in Shin Chav Ches, who says that the iser doesn't apply to healthy people at all. That if you're a healthy person and you're not treating any sort of illness, then it's going to be mutter. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Lamadal Tzivchav says that you're not allowed to take vitamins under normal circumstances. Based on the Magen Avram, Magen Avram Shin Chav Ches Mem Gimel says that even a healthy person is not allowed to take something if the purpose of taking it is for medicinal reasons. Again, that's the chiluk we said before. Taking a tea is a food, but taking something that is a medication for medicinal reasons, and you're healthy, even though you're healthy, is going to be aser. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Shin Chav Ches Kuf Chav, and the Aruch HaShulchan Shin Chav Ches Mem Ches. If not taking the vitamin will cause you to become sick, to the point that you're going to be sick enough to take medicine anyway, so then Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, that's his number one rule. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach always has the rule that you don't have to wait till you get to the point where you're sick enough to be allowed to do things. Like, let's say, if you don't treat an issue that you have right now, so in an hour you'll be a Chol HaShiyesh B'Sakana. Right now your life is not in danger, but your life will be in danger in about an hour. So he says you don't have to wait the hour till you're mamish in Sakana and then do it. Right, so here also, you don't have to wait till you're at the point where you're so sick that you're going to be allowed to take the medicine. If you know, sometimes people know when their migraines, when the migraines are starting, right at the beginning, they know that this is what it starts like. Now at that point, they're not really at a chol that's nafal mishkav. They're not really out of commission yet. They're okay, but they know that if they leave it for another hour without doing something, it's going to be a full blown migraine. They're going to be gone. Right? They're going to be in big trouble. So then you can take the medicine in advance. So Shlomo Zalman says the same thing would be true of vitamins. If the vitamin in some way stops you from getting to that point, if it's a daily supplement, that's used in place of food, then it's mutter, then it's like a tea. Right? If it's something that a person takes as their nourishment, because that's what they need, for some reason they can't handle normal nourishment, and therefore they have to take some sort of supplement in place of food, or the body doesn't process food normally, so then that would be okay. The Rav Moshe writes in the Chelek Gimel Siman and Dalid that if a weak person is taking a vitamin to strengthen himself, it's aser. But a healthy person taking a vitamin to prevent illness is mutter. And good. So that's in terms of vitamins. Sleeping pills also a discussion in the postkin. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that if there's a great need to fall asleep, it doesn't treat any illness, it just allows you to sleep, so that would be mutter. He doesn't think insomnia is an illness. Tzitz Eliezer disagrees. Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tes, Yud Zayin, Perek Beis Os Mem, says that it's aser, and he says very often sleeping pills have other curative effects also, that very often pills that help you sleep are also a cold medication. Right? Most often when you're going to take a pill that's a drowsy medication, it's also a cold medication. We'll discuss, maybe it's mutter to take cold medicine anyway for other reasons, but again, those are the first two basic heterim. Anything that's a healthy person, well, first basic heter was anything that doesn't heal, it just prevents worse damage, and second is anything that's a healthy person food. I guess tomorrow we'll try to go through the other heterim and also what level of illness.
You're gonna be moving away about the insect bite, so you can't put on like